Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Nazoge, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. Sunday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. Did she say next week? I know she's back tomorrow. All right, and of course, I have our guests. On the line, I have Umfundisi Usipho Paulus Rhadebe. Sawubona Mfundisi.
Sawubona Mfundisi, kunjani?
Siyaphila sibuze kuwe.
Siyabonga Mfundisi, ngithi ngifake i-energy ngoba uzothi abazalwane banikekile. Usaphila Mfundisi?
Hayi, ngisaphila. Ngisaphila kakhulu.
Siyabingela abalala emakhaya Mfundisi uMotha noJabulani Dominic. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu Mfundisi ngethuba.
Awuzeke asihlabele umkhosi nayo ke indaba upopozani impela ke lo upopo abantu bangibiza abangazi bathi popo ya umkhulu wami ozala ubaba ushonelwe abantwana abayi 8 kwasala ubaba beka phakathi bekayi number 5 and then bese kwazalwa mina wangithatha kubaba wathi lo owami igama lakhe uSipho uma ngiloku ngikhula bekangathi Sipho ke wathi popo yabona popo zan ya shayana umkhosi nishayana amabhele ukuthi ifikile indodana eyisipho yiloko ke engikwaziyo. Anyway, kusaphileka ngakuwe kodwa Sipho Paulos.
Konke kuhamba kahle Mfundisi, abantwana, umama, nasesontweni, nasemayini, yonke into Mfundisi, sithi Jesus.
Kumnandi makunjalo. Kukhona la ngikubona ugqoke isudu mfana kithi ngathi ya. Ya masikhuluma ngenkinsela yasemayinini nakho-ke. Ya. Nakho-ke. Ya, bathathe. Yayibona. Ya. Usilwele lapha phambili babone ukuthi abosipho bayagqoka madoda. Hey, Nkosi yami. Yeah, we also have my friend Jabulani Dominic Usembombela. Greetings to you, my friend. Welcome.
Greetings, my friend. How are you, my friend?
The Father is good, man. The Father is good. At least I can walk. Hey, Bugunzi makes it in that. It was
bad.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nazoke.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Ngilela kwami lokho, my friend.
Nakhoke.
Umfethu Sipho, mfundisi uMotha, abalele bonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we also have umfundisi Motha. Greetings to you, Muruti, and welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, shalom, my brother. Thank you so much. I trust you are doing well.
The Father is good. The Father is good.
All the time. Thank God, my friend. And I also greet Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani, and also our friends in Makaya, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Mfundisi, sibonga kakhulu namhlanje ukuthi we are once again together tonight.
Yeah. Sengamanqamu madoda, immense dialogue, yiyo-ke ngomgqibelo. Yiyo-ke immense dialogue, hawu, Nkosi yami.
Akusekho kuhlehlele
emuva, man.
Kunjalo.
Yeah, we are expecting 200 men. Just to come together. Bese sizwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi ufunani ngeyimpilo zethu njengamadoda. Hawu baba, siyabonga, siyakuphakamisa. Izabe iranwa lapha uJabulani Dominic kuzabe kuMC oqavile. Yeah.
We are looking forward. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the wonderful opportunity once again ukuthi singamadoda nje silale ndawonye in his presence simlalela khuluma nathi.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. UNkulunkulu simangazile about i Men on Track who said ngathi no lethana abantu abayi 10 but hayi okay abantu abafuna ukuza laphana abayi 50 ngolesithathu bayabuya kimi bathi hayi hey madoda sebayi 80 kungenzeka babe 100 abezayo nje from Eval. Siyabonga nje kakhulukazi, inkosi inomusa omuhle, siyayiphakamisa. Hallelujah. Now coming to today, And this, I want to bring it across nje kahle as to what we are touching on and talking about. The notion of spiritual instability and what it is and what are the causes of spiritual instability. Last week, we were unable to do the whole show because we only had 1 hour. And so today I think we should do justice to the topic and go on with it. There are aspects where a person thinks that they are stable because ungena enkonzweni yathithi yanikela sathandaza ntina njalo hayi bese uthi hayi no instability kanti no ayisiyiso uthola ukuthi hayi awudli zona uyabona and the fruits that you bear do not go according to lemvuselelo okuyo wena. And so we need to look into those things. The causes of instability amongst us, it's something to look into. To define instability is also something to ponder on. And I trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way as we do so. And like I said, in many instances, we would like to treat the topic also from a variety of angles. Since we know that there are quite a lot of popular aspects on the issue of stability. People think, for instance, that when you have a car, when you have a degree, when you are married, and when you have children, they think you're stable. When you have money, when you have a job, they think you're stable. When you are grown of a particular age, and then things seem to be going tebelele, they think you are stable. One would think that they are stable. And then sometimes people in a town can be worshipping, you know, in a variety of hours and stuff. And things would be happening quite well, miracle signs and wonders. And people say, the spirit was moving. And they would say, it is quite stable. But when you go into the gates of that city, you will find evil spirits controlling, governing that place, which means even those good services that you are at are controlled to a greater extent by evil spirits that stand at your gate. And remember, at your gates, that is where the laws are proclaimed, that is where governors converge. When we speak of a gate, we speak of a spiritual entrance also. And you know of the Proverbs 31 woman, it says, her husband speaks good of her at the city gate, which means in the town councils. And it's just amazing much of the times that we tend to look just around us in the immediacy of sight, and then we don't look into the longevity of things, and we don't look into the contours of what is controlling the atmosphere that we find ourselves in. May the Father help us even tonight as we discuss this. Please send your WhatsApps as soon as possible, in the first hour, as soon as possible, send your WhatsApps and tell us more about the causes of instability, what it is, the causes of instability, and the effects. How do you see if one is at a phase of spiritual instability? It's also something to look into there. I trust as you do so, the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. This is Sunday Live.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
There you go. And now, much of the times, instability is a lack of being steadfast. It's a lack of being steadfast. And then last week we touched on a variety of issues, but we touched also on double-mindedness and half-heartedness. We touched on those. But I want to discuss mainly the things that are making us unstable. Number one, when we go to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, from verse 19, it says quite a lot of things. Let me just go to it, because it's not in my notes. It's something that the Father lays in my heart now. Really, much of the times, I think we overlook this. Chapter 5, let me start with verse 1. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Instability is caused by the entanglings that would come with a yoke of bondage. Lots and lots of bondages. And this is something that we need to be careful about. Now, when you go to 19, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah." The kingdom of Yahuwah. They will not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. So we see, and I would look into that and check as to whether we have these things amongst us as believers. Number one, the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Adultery, fornication, and uncleanness are the things that causes quite a lot of instabilities in our lives. And I'm going to ask this question. Am I right? Am I right when I say we see this, adultery, fornication, lust, and lewdness. We see these things, really, uncleanness and lewdness, taking a form of happenings amongst those who say we are believers. And these things are massive causes of instabilities. Would you agree? I'm asking this question. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Umotha. Would you agree that the things that I've just read now are also one of the main causes of instability?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. I agree 100% with you.
Mm.
And even Prophet Isaiah says that your iniquities have separated you from the Father, and your sins have hidden his face. And umuntu, when he start to do the works of the flesh, that is when azogcina sekagcina sekahluleka sekazijaja nokuthi hey, I'm not right ukuthi ngingasondela ngakusondela kuNkulunkulu. Kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama even isono, it is one of the causes that cause somebody to be unstable in their faith. And the Word of God is so clear about that, that those who do such a thing will not inherit the kingdom of God. So, therefore, kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should not walk according to the flesh, because when we walk according to the flesh, we will fulfill the desires of the flesh. But Paul says that we should walk in spirit, because we are the spiritual beings. So, therefore, lezi zinto ziyamenza ukuthi umuntu aphinde abuyele emuva, you know, in their walk with the Lord, in their walk with the Lord in faith, because kubulala the spiritual man that is inside of them. So kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should be careful of such things, and we should ensure ukuthi we stay away, because those are the things that we open the doorways to the enemy to access us. Those are the things that open is in lele ukuthi uSatan abe nendlela, because remember, his mission is to kill and to steal and to destroy. So these are the things that the devil uses as a device to be able to get over control of a person's life. So it is important ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we shall away from those things. And the other thing which makes a person to end up walking according to the flesh is the lack of consistency, you know, consistency in faith, consistency in obedience. Because when you obey the Word of God, when you obey His laws at all time, you are so watchful and careful to the fact that you don't find yourself entangled and trapped, because the word itself, actually, kwayona let entangled, yasho ukuthi it means lento legcina seyikubambile. So therefore, we should be abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abakwazi ukuthi sihamba in the spirit, so that we are not find ourselves in this trap that the devil uses. And I also want to say, Mfundisi, that, you know, the lack of revelation, the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
They perish.
But happy is the man who keeps the law. So in other words, la kungakho khona a revelation of the truth of the word of God, people end up doing as they please. That is why you'll find people saying that we are living in the gracious time, so I can do anything, even if at the end you'll find people live in adultery, doing fornication, but it is because of what? Of grace time. We are living in grace. So therefore they do not understand what grace is. So the word of God said we should not be carried away by all these strange doctrines that comes, because people will come and teach you that now you are living in the times of grace, so therefore you can do as you please. So where there is a lack of wisdom and there's a lack of revelation from the Father, people do as they please. That is why you will find a person ngokuthenjozwakala namhlanje enikezwe platform washumayela kahle, and then tomorrow he wants to go and start his church. He is not called. And as a result of that is spiritual instability. Yes, you are thinking that you are doing the right thing. I love what you said earlier, but you may be coming, you may be offering a tithing in the house of God at all times, but when you look deeper, then you find that there is no stableness in the life of a person. Now if somebody is not even called, because for you to start a ministry, you have to be called by God, because God has called you to serve under that particular pastor there. But when you decide that now, because today, it means I must go inside my church. And as a result, the effects of that, Mfundisi, you'll find a person now get frustrated there, and then end up, the word of God is cautioning us about in Galatians 5, verse 19, that we should be guarded against those things, because they were not even called. And they get frustrated.
Ngozakahle. If you just tuned in, man, you are doing the right thing. You've done the right thing. We are talking about causes of instability, what instability is, and its effects. And I'm asking questions today, tonight, Tuguti. Are we finding much at the times that instability is caused by things that we have accommodated in our lives? And let me bring this to you also, Sipho. Now, when you look at verse 19, verse 20, kune idolatry, ne sorcery, ne hatred, jealousies, and contentions, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions. I'm a leader. So yeah, dissensions and heresies. Are we finding these things amongst us, Sipho? As go verse 20.
Yeah, that's very true from this. Unnecessary competition at the same time, stealing God's glory. It makes us to be unstable in our faith, because the spiritual instability is when we see people fighting for being on top of each other, making one being important, being the center. In other words,
how could you make a person who is not 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 a
person
who is not a
person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is not a person who is stealing God's glory, not even giving all the glory that is due to God. At the same time, Babu Nidem Fundis, Baba Ngama title, to Archbishop, the founder, and all the stuff, because those are the things that sometimes they bring the spiritual instability. The focus is no longer Christ. In other words, everything is human-centered. man-centered, not in Christ-centered thing. So, to tell the body of Christ tonight, ukuthi this spiritual instability, I very but idolize, I mean, making idols of our pastors, making those pictures, using those cabinets, all the stuff, and you can think Uti is now becoming the major of the church. In other words, we are going to shumayela angalibalanga igama lika Jesu, abali igama le founder nomfundisi wakhe. It shows the spiritual instability. In other words, the unreliability and the uncertainty, the vulnerability and the insecurity that sibona phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. La khona beba nama double-minded standard whereby they teach sometimes human teachings than God's word. And sikubonile futhi umfundisi nalokhu last week uma sikhuluma ngayo the topic of spiritual instability, ukuthi that's where we see people baba with lack of steadfast, where we see people backsliding, where we see people having the attitude of half-done Christian, where they are controlled by not them controlling the things. At the same time, having the state of wandering. Why? Because of the spiritual instability. Umuntu always rebellious. Ngeke ukwazi ukurelya kuye ngoba kune spiritual instability. So sikufundile futhi nokuthi last week ukuthi kuyabonakala nalokuthi umuntu akabanda akashisi. According to Revelation chapter 3 verse 14, ukuthi ya neither cold or hot. That warmness iyakhombisa ukuthi there is a spiritual instability. So siyayibona kakhulu umfundisi kubantu bekhonza amadlozi, bekhonza abantu, bekhonza neyimpahla, neyimoto, nezindlu. Bacabanga ukuthi when you've got double house, double story, uhlanga emoto, you're blessed. Whereas even if noma uhamba ngeyinyawo uhlala emkhukhwini, you're blessed.
Absolutely. If you just tuned in, we are talking about causes of spiritual instability. What is spiritual instability and what it is even all about? Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 before the top of the hour so that we can read them, all of them. And just as many times as you want, you can send us right through even into the second hour. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The WhatsApp number is 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you in this matter.
Read the word for today wherever you are. Download our app now and read our daily devotionals anywhere, anytime. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Right, today companion Radio Pulpit it is, and I'm talking to Sipho Paulos, Sipho Katebe, the man of the Most High. Umfundisi Umawatha, the man of the Most High, and from Men of Hope. And then also Jabulani Dominic from Men's Dialogue, Ekangala Ministries and Developments, a servant of the Most High from Reach Out for Christ, and then also to a prayer chain talk. He's also there. And then we are touching base on the very issue and aspect of what is implied, what is meant by causes of instabilities. Now, let me go into this one. Verse 21, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and the like. It says, of which I told you, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of the Most High. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Are we seeing envy, murders, and drunkenness amongst believers these days? Jabu?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic just to continue with it as we started it last week, and we already learned a lot from the Father. Yeah. So may we continue just to learn even more today. So just also to add, you are right, my friend. So we do see such in our midst, as the signs also of instability or maybe being unstable. So where like where there are outbursts of anger, outbursts of, you know, like hatred, outbursts of jealousies, you know, we see those amongst us, and it's due to us being unstable, like even enmity developing in our midst, where I used to be a friend with you, my friend, but I no longer call you my friend, you know. Maybe like we used to speak like this every now and again, but if you were to check when last year you speak to me, maybe it's a year, 2 years, or 3 months, or, you know, it's a sign that there is enmity that has just developed. There is a division of some sort. There is an outburst of anger. Maybe you step on my corns when you were preaching one day, having a great time in the fellowship. And then you stepped on my corns, and then, you know, that's how the friendship ended. Or same also maybe with Sipo preaching nicely there in standard scene, suddenly steps on one of the brother's corns, and chiki chiki, they are no longer friends. The brother is no longer, they're treating him the way he used to treat him. So it's the outburst of all the anger, and also divisions, and also even, you know, like jealousies and envies, like, you know, like just the all the works of the flesh starts to manifest because of instability. It means our faith is shaken, you know, is shaken. Meanwhile, we are not supposed to really shaken. We are not, we were supposed to be anchored. My friend, we've come a very long way. We've come a very long way. Not to say that it's enough now. We're still going to go a very long way. Same also with my friend Sipo, where Mfundisi Motha, you know, and many of the brethren also that we are friends in the body of Christ. We've come a long way. We're still friends. We're still brothers. Yes. Sometimes, you know, I will get calls from my brothers in the body of Christ, you know, and they will speak words of encouragement. Sometimes I will come across them. The joy that it brings, that there is no enmity, there is no hatred, there is no jealousy, there is no envy. You know, we might not be in the same place or seeing each other every day or calling each other every day, but there is that relationship of friendship. There is that brotherhood. Brotherly love continues because of, you know, like we are anchored and rooted and grounded in the faith.
Yes.
Just to sum up my comment, my friend, in Colossians 1:23, the word of God says, if indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have had, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister, if indeed we continue in the faith. These are the ways for us to remain stable, to continue in the faith, and firmly established and steadfast.
Yeah.
So it means if ever, my friend, let us remain firm in the faith. And let us be established, you know, let us actually be firm in the faith and established and steadfast. That is what will keep us together. That is what will keep us serving the one cause of the gospel, one cause of the kingdom, one cause of the Father. You know, because it is given that at some point, that's natural.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that now we are enemies. It doesn't mean now that we are no longer friends. It doesn't mean now that I must, we must separate. I must be seen there now on Facebook launching my own branch. Or starting my own organization or whatsoever, just as a sign that we are no longer, we no longer belong together. Let us, you know, let us be firm in the faith. Let us be firm. Mfundisi Motha, Mfethu Sipho, brothers and sisters who are listening, you know, we are called together. Let us not be unstable and be shaken and be tossed to and fro by all forms, you know, all the schemes of the devil. But let us be rooted and grounded in the gospel and in the faith. That would keep us fighting a good fight of faith as the body of Christ. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel about this. It's 082-657-2729. What are some of the causes of spiritual instability amongst us?
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.
radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelela, asibingelela pastor, asibingelela nakubalaleli bonke. Be Radio Pulpit umsakato. Wethu indzaba leti thokotisako. Unobangela mfundisi. Encwadini kaJohana. Sehluku seshume.
Yeah.
Verse 1 uJesu, imina nyangwa.
Hey madodana.
Mina ngisango lezimvu. Umuntu ongena ongangeni ngesango. Angene ngenye indawo uyisela babela shangarini umjoyi manje ke isono sicela la ukuthi nasizwe sikaNkuluNkulu noma thina abantu singangeni ngesango singangeni kuJesu Kristu mfunde singene ngekhundla singene ngobufundisi singene ngobubhishopo singene ngobuprofeta singasingene ngompaphatiso singene ngokudlisa indlu senkosi singene ngesambatho mfundisi hela ukucala khona inkinga yokuthi thina abantu ngoba lezazono leziya zisuka zingahambanga mfundisi uma ungena ngesango mfundisi ilapho mfundisi wami izono zonke ziyazingene lapha ziyasala uyabona kwelinye isondo mfundisi uma abantu beze enkonzweni kunomuntu omile lapho uyigonsa uyini loyani ebafafaza ngamanzi mfundisi ngetsho banyana unebhakethi nyana lamathi fafafa amfafaza umuntu mfundisi angazi ukuthi suka bakhiphana mfundisi manje ke thina abantu uma singena kuJesu Kristu izono zonke mfundisi ziyasala uma umuntu esesene zono mfundisi akangenanga ngesango khona mambo pastor
khona mambo mfundisi mina na khensa ngiyabonga ukuthi uthi sinawe I really appreciate this. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Alright, send us your WhatsApp so 0826572729 sikuze ukuthi uthini ke ngale ndaba le and what does it mean to you this very aspect much of the times also kuyenzeka you know ukuthi people find themselves entangled in things that they were not supposed to. Let me bring this again to you Mfundisi Motha. Now Mfundisi Motha, one of the things also that make people to be unstable is in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 33. Of Zebulun there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could keep ranks. And then verse 1, chapter 1, or verse 5 of Zephaniah. Those who worship the hosts of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Elohim, but who also swear by Milcom. And it you're going to see in less than 26 days, in less than 27 days, people will be shooting crickets into the sky. This in itself is a worship of hosts in the heavenly realms, and it's an undertaking of an oath even without knowing these things are happening. It is quite sad we see those kinds of things, even though we have been armed with all the spiritual weapons, just like the word says in 1 Chronicles 12:33. Mfundisi Motha.
Mfundisi, is quite sad, and more especially when it happened in the house of Yashara, when we are expecting that actually this should be the one that are becoming the light, so that those who are in the darkness can come into light. It's unfortunately when people doing things without an understanding the significance of it and also the origin of it, because it is important for one to understand where this thing comes from. That is why we should not just be conformed to the standard of the world on how people do things, and then we just tend to think this is the right way. So, as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, these things will cause, because God does not want us to worship any other creature, nor any moon, nor any sun, nothing else but Him. So when our worship is only dedicated to the Father Himself, and that is so acceptable in the house of God and in His kingdom. But now if we will end up doing things that are ungodly, that is why James Utmayebala says that you should not only be hearers of the word, go to what lives where, and do the word. Because many of times you find even in the house of faith, people will only hear. People, there are many people who even study the word, who even memorizes the verses, but they do not do according to what the word of God says. So those are the things that cause spiritual instability when one is so not rooted in the word. Because when we are rooted in the word, you will always remember and say, refer your life in everything that you do. In everything that you do, whether in deed or in word, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So those are the things that we should remember at all times. Because those are the things that will bring spiritual instability if we will just do as the world do. And the other thing, when they say association, when they're saying, which says that, show me your friends and I will show you your future. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21, it says, my son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change. In other words, when unbelievers bahlangana nabantu abangakholwa, because the bad character will always corrupt what the good character. So those are the things that causes this spiritual instability, because we tend to be entangled and mingled nabantu abangakholwa and end up doing the things that are against the word of God, and they will keep on telling you that no, it's just for today. That is why you'll find people, even now we are going towards the end of the year, they're going to ask Ban Bay Malifin, and they will start celebrating. You find even from the house, from the believers, that people, they end up drinking Batagwe, but in December we are just that is spiritual instability. It means we are not stable. We're having a double mind, a double-minded man is not stable in all his ways. So we will never be able to if you remain unstable. So it is important we should watch up who are we associating ourselves, because the association can even lead us what is in a sense is into as in a funnel, and we keep on changing ways. The book of Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 36, it says, why do you go around so much changing your ways? Abantu who are unstable, who are abanganalo uzinzo, they are just carried away by every doctrine. They keep on changing. Today, unje, namhlanje, sekanje. That is instability, mfundisi, in the walk of faith. In the walk of faith, we should walk, uhlale ungukukhanya ngaso sonke isikhathi. Kufuneka ukuthi when you are in the midst of certain group of people, then you want to be like them.
And then when you are with believers, and then you want to be like them, we are not chameleons. We should just have one color. And our color should reflect the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ at all times.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Ngikwenkosi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
radiopulpit.co.za. You can also tune in and get your podcast. You can also listen to us on the app, Radio Pulpit app. You can also get us on DSTV 882. You can talk to us just as much as you want. You can interact with us even now. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. Now, let me bring this to you also. Sipho, kukhona lento yokuthi indecision. Umuntu umuzwe athi no, yazi inhliziyo yami ingapha enye ngapha. Causes of instability lokho ke. Enye inhliziyo yami yamthanda, enye inhliziyo yamthanda. Enye yamfuna, enye ayimfuni. Wayitsipile yakhe engwe iri, engwe pelu iri. Abantu bane inhliziyo eningi. Indecision, we call it indecision. Now, check it out. 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Elohim is Yahuwah, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. When people are undecided, on Sunday, hallelujah, kunda rabasita. Monday, pila gai one. Yeah. Utini gela poge. Sipo.
Oh, it's so sad from this, because that's what we see nowadays, where people, they've got a double face. In other words, they've got a mask for Sunday, 2 hours thereafter, they remove it. When you go to their working place, there is no trace of any Christ-like life in them. It shows that Christ, he dwells in the church, in the uniform, in the tie, the duke, or the suit. In other words, you cannot see any character of Christ and that keenness of always showing and reflecting the glory of God daily in their life. It's so sad from this end. It is not scriptural, because uthenu Jesu akanyu kanya kwethu phambi kwabantu babona imisebenzi yethu emihle badumisa uNkulunkulu. So if we're lacking on those areas of being fruitful, it's a spiritual instability, because uthenu Jesu thina singamagatsha sihlezi kuye, uma singatheli ithelo siyanqunywa. So it is very important ukuthi with spiritual instability, there are times where uNkulunkulu is removed because singatheli ithelo. Ngoba longatheli ithelo uphila impilo engambili, akukho right. You remind me in the scriptures with Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, 18. But if it seems evil to you that you will serve the Lord, a choice has been given to you. Choose today what pleases you and who you opt to serve above all else. Either the gods that your father served in the Mesopotamia, or the gods of the Ammonites in those lands that they're living. fathers for me and my house to serve the Lord. Those are people who stood their ground and know exactly what they are here on this planet Earth for kingdom of God, to reflect the glory and to glorify God in any area or aspect of our life. Remember, we are the salt of the world. We are the light of the world. We are the ambassador of the gospel. And moreover, we are watchmen. So we need to stand and reflect the glory of God. Unless we are being challenged in a spiritual instability where we sell the truth that we have, of which is not good according to God's word.
Send us your WhatsApp, so 826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. What are the causes of instabilities amongst us these days? We need to talk about this. And what are the things that are challenging you personally, which render you unstable at times? What are the things that challenge you at times, which render you unstable at times? All right. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly. The 012-334-1322. Jabu, my friend, let me come to you. Now, I'm still on the issue of indecision. Now, instability, here it is, another cause again. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. But Yahushai said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of Yahuwah." We put our hands to the plow. We want to serve in the ministry, but we also have eyes behind our heads. Sisabheke emuva, Nkosi yam. Jabu.
Yes, you know, that's very true, my friend. That's also really what causes us to be unstable. Because our call into the kingdom of the Father and also even into carrying this, actually, the gospel, it requires self-denial. So, ukuzidela. And manje ukuzidela inkonzo nayo ejulile ngokwayo, ehlukile. Inkonzo ejule kakhulu for every believer. Ukuzidela where ukushaya ize, konke ukushaya indiva. Even Paul speaks about ukuthi konke uyazibala izinto ezazi igugu kuye, ukuthi waye like Hebrew of the Hebrews, which means a lot if you translate it into, like, maybe the terms of today. You can say more about that, my friend. You are an expert when it comes to those studies about just him as a man, how educated he was in the law, in the law. And also what type of a man he was, Paul. But then he says, but kodwa konke lokho wakushaya indiva ngenxa yokumazi uKristu Jesu. Wakushaya indiva. So it means kwaba nje it's nothing valuable compared to the knowledge of Christ. Knowledge of the Son of the Most High. So that's self-denial. So that's the call for every believer in order to really serve the Father. We need to deny ourselves. So now there in Luke 9:62, he says, the Son of God himself, he says, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. In other words, if you still have things that are of dear, things that are more valuable than him in your life, things that are more valuable than his kingdom, you are not fit. You are not worthy. You are not stable. You are unstable. You are indecision. So you are lukewarm. You know, I can use all the words to define being unstable or instability, spiritual instability. So if you still have things, at some point he even makes like an example. Like he meets a man and he says, "Follow me." And this man says, "Let me go and bury my mother and my father." And he says, let the dead bury another. And then now, if you literally interpret the scripture, you might go wrong. But what he was teaching was self-denial. To follow me, you must deny everything. You must lose it. You must lose everything to really be my disciple. And then even in 1 John 1:6, he says, the one who claims to be my disciple, he should walk as I walked. How did he walk? He denied himself up to the cross. Ekushaya indiva ukuthi uyindodana kaNkuluNkulu kube into yokuphangwa. Actually ukuba nguNkuluNkulu uqobo lwakhe. Akakushanga something to put in his mind and go around being called Major One, being called General One, being respected. But he humbled himself and took the nature of being a servant and served. And he says, the one who wants to be the greatest of them all should be the servant of them all. That's self-denial, which is like the opposite of being unstable. So when we are unstable, sibeka, sikwazi ukubeka isandla egejeni, siphinde silidedele futhi nje. In other words, silahle izinto zomhlaba, siphinde sibuyele kuzo futhi, kuhle kwenja, ebuyele emhlanzweni wayo. The scripture says so in the book of Proverbs. So there, those are all the signs in Kombas of unstable if we still behave like that.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Vusinkosi, my brother. Hey, ubangani uthi ngikubingelele. Benginobangani namhlanje uthi ngikubingelele. Your friend Dente. Your student Dente. Uthi ngikubingelele ke ubangani. Ubangani mngani wakho. Uthi ngikubingelele and uye vele uthi kimi hey man yazi uvusi ngithi hawo ndoda why uma uya trivial ungamfuneli Nkosi yami nazoke send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 listen to this Mpumi Mtsweni ne listen to her
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.